Anyway, I need to do my laundry too because these clothes are so dirty. Almost as dirty as the dirty girl who's wearing them. Okay, that's enough.
Disagree.
Keep going.
So, what do you think?
A tad asymmetrical, but nothing to be concerned about.
Sheldon, I need you.
To what?
To take me.
I'm not taking you anywhere till you put on a shirt.
Come on, Sheldon. You and me, right here.
Penny, for the 1,000th time, I'm saving myself for someone special. Yeah, perhaps a cute, bespectacled neuroscientist with hair the color of mud.
I think I know how to change your mind.
That's enough.
I was okay with it.
How's it going, Sheldon?
Actually, much better.
Oh, good. Is the baby born yet?
I don't know. I just got back.
Where'd you go?
My mother asked me to get some towels. I took advantage of the vague request and went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Excuse me, I'm on the phone. So rude.
Here's another one. Penny, if it weren't for Sheldon, you never would have met comic book legend Stan Lee.
Great.
Well, at least Leonard, Howard, and I would have always been friends.
Hey, how come you three never got an apartment together?
We talked about it, but Howard was in a pretty serious relationship with his mom.
I lived with her to save money.
Yeah, you didn't have to buy groceries because you were breastfeeding.
So I guess if it weren't for me, you'd still be living with her, huh?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, things would be a little different.
Howard, where's my lunch? I'm starving!
I know you're starving. The neighbors know you're starving. They're starving people in Africa who know you're starving!
That's it? There's not enough food!
Well, you cleaned out Earth! I don't know what else to do!
How is this any different?
You didn't let me finish. Here you go, Mother.
You're a good boy, Howard. Such a good boy.
Wait, did she die or did you kill her?
Tomato, tomato. The important thing is she's dead.
Hey, so how come you two didn't move in together?
You know, this guy wanted a place of his own because he was sure he was going to be a ladies' man.
Yeah, I was wrong. But I do think you and I would have had a great time. Come on, Leonard. Dinner.
Coming.
Hang on. Why would I be fat?
You'd have no girlfriend to see you naked. You'd try to fill the void with food, and I'm an enabler who wants deep-fried a pancake.
Why can't you be fat, too? What do you want to do for dessert?
I think there's still half a cake from breakfast.
No, there's not.
Hey, guys!
What are you doing?
I just wanted to be in anyone's story.
Yeah, but why are you fat?
Because Leonard's fat.
I mean, what about you? What do you think you'd be doing if you never met Sheldon?
It's hard to say. My life would be so different.
You can say better. Sheldon can't hear you.
I don't know. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. There's tears in the frosting. Happy birthday to me.
I'll stop now.
How's it going, Sheldon?
That's it. The baby's here. It's a boy. Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure I was going to make it. But my mother gave me some ice chips. My sister told me to breathe. And, you know, I just thought to myself, Sheldon, if you can make it through the Green Lantern movie, you can make it through this.
Well, good for you, buddy. We'll let you get back in there.
Oh, no, no, I'm not going back in there. That baby is so irritating. He has literally been crying his entire life.
Oh, he's already taking after Uncle Shelley.
Come on, Sheldon, you should go.
Why?
Well, you always complained that you never had an intelligent role model growing up, and now you can be one for your nephew.
Oh, all right, I'll go. But from what I've seen, his attention span is as limited as his bladder control.
You actually got him to do it.
Yeah, you keep saying how much Sheldon has affected all of us, but you've clearly had an impact on him.
If that were true, I wouldn't still be living alone. Well, not exactly alone. I do have a 50-pound sack of rice with one of Sheldon's T-shirts on it.
I'm telling you, Sheldon cares for you more than you think.
I wish I could believe you. I also wish there wasn't a mouse living in Rice Sheldon.
Hang on. I'm going to give you a little early Christmas present. I'm going to show you something, but if you ever told Sheldon, he'd probably never speak to me again. So if you want to tell him, that's fine. Look.
I don't understand.
He made you his screensaver.
Oh. Wow. I had no idea.
He is so into me!
Wait, where'd I go?
Oh, well, it's you, Swamp Thing, Stephen Hawking, Spider-Man. Hey, look, you're in the mix.
I am in the mix, and I'm the hottest one. And who's that?
Oh, Madame Curie.
That's fine, she's dead.
You okay?
Just really glad you're back.
Me too. I have a lot of TV to catch up on.
I missed you.
To quote Han Solo, I know.
Did you miss me?
I would have preferred to have you there with me.
Oh.
Or instead of me.
Did you hold the baby?
I did.
And? How did it make you feel?
Looking into the blank, innocent eyes of a creature that couldn't begin to comprehend anything I was saying. Basically, just another day at the office.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask her out.
Yeah, and chocolate milk is going to squirt out of my nipples.
Put off or shut up. You make it, I'll drink it.
You guys need anything else?
Your phone number and one more cheesecake.
I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. In fact, there he is now. Ready to go, sweetheart?
That's when I get my kiss.